Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
New study suggests that more smokers are quitting after turning to e-cigarettes. No. Researchers at the University of California.
Is that quitting smoking, though?
San Diego. No, quitting after turning to e-cigarettes.
Oh, okay, good. That's what they're originally
for. They say
users
trying to quit altogether are more successful when transitioning to vapors.
Have they done the study yet of people that actually just start smoking and vape because they want to? Because I'm thinking that's pretty big, too.
Maybe, but.
Yeah, especially the youngins.
Now, can you get various strengths of nicotine when you do that vaping, the e-cigs?
As I understand it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Some of that juice has more nicotine than others?
Still smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so, but I don't know. I would think so. Plus, there's places that you can go that they'll mix it up for you, so I imagine you can get whatever strength you want.
Well, either way, kids, don't get addicted to nicotine.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, and use the vapor was invented for, too, to quit smoking. Seems to me it's not that now. It's just something people do, you know? I know vape stores advertise everywhere, so, yeah, go shop at your local vape store. There's one in every strip mall in every city.
But I don't think that's really a good stop smoking method.
Apparently it is. He just said. I agree with you. I think you just quit cold turkey or read that book.
Yeah. I think you're blurring the lines between e-cigarettes and vapes. Vape pens are, I think, a little different. You know, the e-cigarettes.
Yeah, but I think vaping is just stupid. Don't you?
I think it's the same.
Yeah.
Are they? I thought there was a difference.
So. No, aren't vape pens sometimes no nicotine? It's just flavored smoke?
Well, whatever you put in there.
It's still not good for you.
It's water vapor, which probably isn't bad for you.
Yeah, most of it by far is sold with nicotine.
Yeah, it is.
I did
ask. A lot of people do it. Yeah.
I asked. And most of it by far is sold with nicotine. You don't have to get the nicotine.
Right. Yeah, I mean, otherwise it would just be like taking a, you know, sucking on a bong without anything in it.
Yeah, that would just be dumb.
I love the sound of gurgling water.
Well, which may help you quit smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever works. Whatever works. But those patches and the nicotine gum, and none of that ever worked for me.
Well, and that's... Okay, it seems like if you have the mindset that all you are doing is trying to get your hit of nicotine,
then you're
if
not
you have
kidding.
That mindset,
yeah.
Then you can use the gum, for instance, because and now for me, one of the times I was kind of trying to quit, I used some gum, and
then you used cancer, and that worked.
That helped,
right.
But the gum was so horrible. If I could have stuck to getting my nicotine fix from the gum, I would have quit the gum because it was so nasty.
Is there a guy in the hallway, our buddy John, our engineer, still chew the gum after 30 years?
I don't know.
It's been a long time,
I can only assume.
Right? Okay, yeah.
All right, here's your pal, Ten-Toed Luke from Wichita.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
He's got 10 toes.
Hey.
Hey, he does.
What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, I was just calling about the e-cig thing.
Yeah, do you do it?
Used to. I actually used it to quit smoking, and it worked for me.
Good for you. Good for you. Todd,
yeah.
Todd's reading a book now. How you doing with that?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad way to go. And if you are opposed to getting, like, all the different flavors and stuff like that, like you don't want to be out there smoking peach or whatever like that, you can still get, like, just cigarette flavor if you want.
So now what made you just give those up then? How'd you do that?
What you were talking about, like the different levels of nicotine
right,
that you can
yeah.
get in them, they say like 7 nicotine or whatever they call it is like what's in a regular cigarette.
Yeah.
And so then after about a month, I lowered it to 6 and 5, 4, 3 until I was at 0. And then I was like, well, there's no point in doing this anymore.
Well, good. There's no point. You actually did it on purpose to quit smoking. That's good.
And you did the drawdown method, which isn't effective for a lot of people. But if it worked for you, great. Whatever works.
It did, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations, man. You still drinking, though?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. And illicit drugs? Doing a lot of illicit drugs?
Just a little pot every once in a while.
Yeah, there you go. A little pot every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's illegal in Kansas, though.
That never hurt anybody.
It's illegal in Kansas. Evening, guys. Love the show and Craig's sexy, diseased voice. That's what it's There's a big, long email about healthcare, and we agree with the guy, but I'm not going to get into that part, but I just love that line. Evening, guys. Love the show and Craig's sexy, diseased voice. Before you get all happy about that, it's a dude.
Yeah.
Who goes by Dick Best. I'm guessing that's not his real name. Yeah.
Is he looking forward to the last name first roll call?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it comes from a guy named Richard Best. It says from Richard Best and says to us, and he signs it Dick Best. So I'm guessing he didn't want his name mentioned. And if it's your name, buddy, I'm sorry. That's a funny name, but I'm guessing it's not.
It could easily be.
How many Bests are out there? I'm sure. I mean, that's a last
name.
There
are some.
I know.
Yeah.
But who names your kid Dick Best?
Who wouldn't?
Roll call, Craig. Best, Dick, here,
ever.
You got my middle name, ever. I would love that name to fill out for every airplane ticket, any apply for a job, credit card. Yep, I'm Dick Best.
Customs.
Mr. Best, Dick.
You fill that out.
That's it.
Customs.
Well, if ever was your middle name,
well, it
would show up like that.
Yes,
if you
it
went.
Would. It would show up that
yes.
way. Yes. That's why.
Dick
yeah.
Ever. Best, comma, Dick Ever.
Right. Right. Yeah. It would definitely show. Yeah, on your airplane ticket, it says that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There's enough characters. Well, yeah. Where you wouldn't get cut off.
No, you wouldn't. Because my son's gets cut off. He has two middle names. Yeah, you're right. It does. Yeah.
So does my son.
Yeah.
So it always gets cut off.
That's a high bar to live up to, though. If you give your kid the name,
if your last name's Best, you
right.
name him Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's just good marketing. Get your foot in the door.
Right.
I'm just saying, there's going to be a lot of people let down at some point.
I just think it's a great radio name. Just fake it and use it as a name if you're going into radio. Just be Dick Best. Be careful, though. You're going to be, 60-year-old Dick Best someday.
What,
just keeps getting
people
better.
On the radio don't use their real name?
A lot of them don't, yeah. Big Puss.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's your real one. You're rare. You're rare. That's your real name.
My parents hated me. And who can blame them?
Yeah. Well, they didn't know you ahead of time. They could have gave you a break. Eventually, they could name you Big Puss. Shouldn't pick on a baby that way.
According to a small review paper published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology, authors reviewed 73 studies on attractiveness. The perception of attractiveness, they say, it's not reliant on just one factor like physical appearance, but rather multiple factors, including body odor and voice as well. They
doing,
say
Craig?
That vocal cues help others make judgments about another person's sex, age, dominance, cooperativeness, emotional state, physical strength, and possibly fertility.
Oh, because they can smell you on you. They can smell your fertileness on
right.
you.
Right. And the vocal cues as well is what they were talking
right,
about
your
there.
Sexy, diseased voice.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Now, yesterday we talked about this new dating app that the gentleman came up with, where you just basically record your voice for a period of time, 60
yeah,
seconds
yeah.
or whatever.
Another guy had a good idea.
It's called the phone.
Yeah,
he
used an app called the phone.
I saw
well,
that.
No. That's completely different.
I understand.
Right.
Completely different. Because you don't want a two-way street.
No.
You want a one-way street.
Right.
Yeah.
At least in the beginning. They say studies say that the attractiveness of a woman's voice can vary based on her cycle.
What are we talking?
Because we smell it on her?
Sometimes she sounds hot and sometimes she
right.
sounds bitchy.
We're talking half an octave here?
Yeah. Oh, you're bitchy.
The what?
Well, it's her cycle.
Now, we haven't found this to be true. in our radio careers, but the researchers found that the higher rating of voice attractiveness for women, only hearing their voice,
mm-hmm.
the higher rating of voice attractiveness for women correlated with having a smaller waist to hip ratio.
That's not true at all. I've done studies on that. We've done extensive studies on phone callers that have sexy voices and are not skinny.
Yeah.
In general, they're not. And I don't care what you look like, but you're just not skinny.
Maybe that's changed over the last 10, 15 years.
They don't work at radio.
We haven't studied as diligently as we used to.
You're right there, but we still get some sexy. Well, I'm not going to go there. But I don't agree. I'm with that, Craig. I disagree with that study completely. And by the way, and we've done our own studies. Ain't like we're lay people. We're not lay people here. We actually know what this is like.
I mean, sure, our studies have been much smaller.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, these people are looking at studies of studies.
Well, it wasn't that way in the 80s.
Yeah.
And early.
In the 80s.
Let's go with that.
We had a pretty good sample size, too.
Yes, a huge sample size in the 80s.
Especially if you add all of ours together. That's a good sample size. Worthy of a study.
Now, a more attractive voice tended to be higher in pitch for women and lower for men. How do you measure
that?
Well,
I know lower for men is sexier. I know that's pretty obvious.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's obvious, man. How you doing? Girl. You sound like Tony there.
They say all of our senses combined work together to help us gauge the attractiveness of others. Many of us have had the experience where someone who is attractive initially then speaks.
Is it the tone of their voice or what they say? I mentioned yesterday, hot chicks that drop a race bomb are just the ugliest things in the history of life.
They say we've all had an experience where someone who's attractive initially rapidly becomes unattractive after interacting with them 5 to 10 minutes. Because now you're integrating all this other social information and you've gone from saying, okay, this is someone I might, you know, have some kind of relationship to. No.
When a girl says she voted for Trump, she turns ugly to a lot of people. I know that.
Yeah. Tommy Lahren, for example.
Oh, yeah. Well, just voted or backs them still. They're just the ugliest thing.
But she looks nice.
Yeah, until they start talking.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they're really ugly.
And she opens her mouth.
She's ugly.
Oh, wait, you work at Fox News?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, is that the woman that actually came out said that she was pro-abortion?
Yes.
Did she?
Yeah. And then Glenn Beck fired her.
Yeah.
But she's still she's on The View. She said she's a woman should have her own body. I'm thinking, why are you in that party? Why are you defending these people then?
Because she's not a one. Yeah. She's not a one issue voter.
I know, but Glenn Beck fired her.
And she might have been pregnant. She may have had one or two already.
But she's still in the tank for Trump. So.
Well, for her team.
Right.
Whoever's on that team.
Whoever's the head of the team.
Ah. Does it mention their golf swing?
It doesn't.
Because I saw an attractive woman at the driving range yesterday, and she had a good golf swing, too.
Well, that's just
That, to me, is sexy.
That's just the cherry on top right there.
That's you.
I know that's just
that means
me.
She wants to golf with you. I don't want to golf with the
No,
chicks.
It doesn't mean she wants to golf with me.
No, not you, but that means you don't want a woman that likes to golf. That means you can't get away.
Ooh, you see the way she snaps her hips through the swing and transfers her weight forward? Oh, baby.
Good hip turn. Good shoulder turn.
Oh, and that pose at the end. Oh.
How many hot chicks do disc golf? Or I should say your kind of golf.
Yeah. Have you
mean golf?
Run across some attractive women on the golf course?
Occasionally. Okay. It's not necessarily a...
You run across a woman on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a disc golf course, because she's like a dude thing.
The odd thing...
It's a girl that carries the bag of weed.
The odd thing is when it's just, two women out there, two females together, walking the course. Mm-hmm. That's odd.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's odd even anywhere for that matter.
Yeah.
I should say anywhere, but you know.
That's odd. But apparently there's more and more females that my buddies see on the course than they used to.
Got it. That's because of Craig. Looking for Craig.
No, I don't think that's it at all. Matter of fact, I'm certain that's not it.
You're listening for the sexy voice on the disc golf course.
Because most of them are out there with, other people.
All right.
Most of them by far. Young adults, according to a new Gallup study, have are saving almost $20 more a day than they used to.
A day?
Who the hell shaved $20 a day when you were young?
Yeah.
Or even old, but definitely young. $20?
They used to.
It's $100 a week.
In 08, those aged 18 to 29 spent an average of $93 a day. Now they're only spending about $74 a day.
Oh, that doesn't mean they're saving.
I don't know that they're saving. Well,
yeah, I was gonna say,
depending on how you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just means they're not spending it.
Got it.
Probably because they don't have it.
Well,
I have
they say
you don't
high
go out
student
and do stuff, you know?
Loan debt or fewer young adults having children. Both of those things.
It's funny because I'll ask my wife when I see her getting dressed in the middle of the afternoon and showering. She does every day. But when I see her starting to look like she's going to go somewhere, I'm going, where are you going?
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're going to spend some money, aren't you?
Going? Now, she's pretty good about it. But the fact is, if you're leaving the house, it's you're right. It's $100.
It is $100.
You just sit there and just hang around the house, and there's no money to be spent.
You didn't do anything, but somehow the bank account got lower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even leave the house today.
No. I know, but now they got Amazon. They don't even have to leave the house.
No,
to spend
money. I've seen that too.
But yeah,
I know exactly what she spends. It's always use her American Express, so I just know. Oh God, that damn! There's another $100.
If the woman's leaving the house, pretty good chance money will be spent.
Exactly. I'm gonna run a few errands and Duca. Oh Jesus!
Well, I had to pick up the hairs.
Yeah,
no,
you didn't.
But we needed new rugs for the bathroom.
Yes.
Did you see the old ones? They were in awful shape.
A bathroom that nobody sees too. Right. God, I hate that. And that was $80. Right. We didn't need to
that
blow.
Welcome mat was so worn out.
Yeah.
We had to have that. We had to have a new one.
You mean that welcome mat that's in the front of the door that nobody comes to?
Yeah.
Because they know damn well I don't want them to come visit.
The manager of a hotel in Switzerland. And we're going to need that clip.
Oh, okay. I should have this out more, but, you'll never hear this from the leader, the chief.
The manager of a hotel in Switzerland.
Hang on a second here.
Is apologizing for signs offensive to Jews or Jews.
We got to get Lou on soon after Trump's Nazi conversion.
What sign is offensive to Jews could you be talking about?
To our Jewish guests, please take a shower before you go swimming, and although after swimming.
Only Jewish guests?
If you break the rules, I'm forced to close the swimming pool for you.
I apologize to the Jews.
Are you kidding me? What country?
This is Switzerland. Yeah.
Oh, a little Aryan thing going there, sounds like.
Yeah. She also... there was also a sign on a freezer saying that they could only access this freezer that they could put their kosher food into for maybe an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon. The Jews could only get their food out of this particular freezer. Now, she says, sorry about that. She really does apologize to the Jews. She says she may have chosen her words poorly, and she should have addressed the signs to all guests, not just Jews. She says she's got nothing against Jews.
Then why does she say Jews? And how about guests take a shower before you get in the pool? I've seen those. It's even the gym. Take a shower before you get in the pool.
She was trying to address the issue of guests. Not showering.
How do you spell guests over there? Jews?
And she said she made the sign without sensitivity.
I apologize.
And now
to
she's paying for it.
Yeah, she should be paying for it. No, what do you mean without sensitivity?
The signs have since been removed. She says that they just went through a period where there were a lot of Jews there.
She's such a fool of it.
Not helping.
I ain't buying any of that. Not buying any of that.
Yeah. They've had Jews for years that have come there, and they've all been fine. Yeah. But lately,
they've been trying
to get to the freezer a little too much at the wrong times and really making things difficult for the kitchen staff.
Yeah, the summer Jews have a tendency to do that.
And now she says that she has chosen her words poorly and she should have addressed the signs to all people she finds offensive, not just you.
Yeah, how about, hey, you with excess foreskin, shower before you get in the pool.
No, they get cut.
I know.
They get cut. Oh, yeah, everybody.
That's why.
How about guests? How about hotel guests, shower before you get in the pool? Especially you Jews.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.